Rosanna, the fate of President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship remains in the air after today's round of rulings by the Supreme Court. What do you make of what the Supreme Court had to say on the issue?
So, Tom, it's a big decision, not really for birthright citizenship, but really the power of the federal courts. You know, there's over 600 federal court judges in the United States. A lawsuit's filed, you know, contesting an executive order that ended birthright citizenship. And a judge in Maryland says, okay, no more executive order on this. We don't like it. What the court said today was, not so fast, federal district court judges. Just because a plaintiff has filed in your jurisdiction doesn't mean the whole country should be impacted. So they kind of punted the birthright citizenship issue, if you will. But more importantly, they really, really made a strong comment on, you know, these federal district court judges should not have the power that they've been exhibiting for many, many years.
And what does this mean for those who were born in this country to parents who came in illegally?
Well, it's kind of weird because the court says, okay, there's 30 days. The lower courts have to get their decisions together. Right now, it looks like this ban on birthright citizenship will be enforced in some states, blocked in others within the next 30 days. So nothing's happening today, but by July 27th, there's probably going to be some type of patchwork of citizenship rules depending on where you're born. And we're expecting to see a whole host of new lawsuits, you know, happen again.
And how soon before we hear from the lower courts on this issue of birthright citizenship before the likelihood of it going back to the Supreme Court?
Well, the lower courts have 30 days to narrow their orders, and then we'll see if the Supreme Court will take it up again. You know, this birthright citizenship issue is really complex. It's obviously stated in the U.S. Constitution. The Trump administration, when it asked for an emergency appeal, didn't really ask about birthright citizenship. They had a bigger issue, and many, many administrations prior to them had the same issue, were these sweeping injunctions. Just in this administration alone, since January, there's been 25 injunctions, which really has pumped the brakes on the Trump administration's ability to do anything by executive order. So this opinion really gives them a lot more freedom, you know, to do that. And we'll have to see what the lower courts do and if it satisfies what the Supreme Court has now required of them.
And this sounds like a win for President Trump.
Yeah, it's definitely considered a win for the administration, not so much on the immigration issue, but really on the power of the judiciary and whether it can be as broad as it's been utilized. So Trump administration, very happy with this decision.
And anything else, Rosanna, that I have left out of you care to add?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, Rosanna, as always, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Take care, Tom.
You too.